from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It sounded like things were pretty solid as far as the 2 days of camp went, or the 2 days of practice with the Dolphins went.
Mm-hmm. Are they practicing anymore against anybody else?
I don't know. I was trying to look that up yesterday.
Are they practicing against Jacksonville?
Because other teams have these joint practices next week.
Yeah, that's what I was curious about. Because they play Jacksonville.
Right. Right. I don't know.
It's here. I was wondering if Jacksonville was coming up to practice against them.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But we can find that out. I hope so. I hope there's some more joint practices. Because, again, they don't care about the preseason games.
Right.
So hopefully they get another chance to do these things with other teams that they do care about. Sounded like there was a couple scuffles yesterday at practice. Tends to happen on the second day of these sorts of things. Kyle Pitts had a touchdown catch. Drake London was doing some good stuff, it sounded like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that.
That's all you can have from it. Is you know, a word of mouth and everything like that.
But I mean, we're not allowed. Only show us what they want you to see. There's a lot of stuff that happens that's videoed. And Raheem said this after practice yesterday. One of the reasons they want to work with Miami is because he knows their coach so well.
Mm-hmm.
He feels confident that nothing that happens, like maybe specific stuff that they're going to do that happens in these practices, is going to find its way outside those walls.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about
which it. Which is, you know, that's a big deal. That's a big deal and stuff like this. You really want to work on things that are going to make you better in the season without giving away too many secrets. Maybe you go a little further with somebody that you trust, like Mike McDaniel.
It's not even that bunk. You don't show a lot anyway. You know, that's the thing about it, is like, you're not going to see something that you want Miami to see. I mean, we boys and everything, but I'm not going to put something out there. You never know when you got a plan, but if you might have to
Super
play
Bowl.
Him. Yeah, exactly. You never know, though. That's why. I mean,
you're right. You never
coaches,
know.
You know how superstitious and secret of these damn coaches can be.
Yeah.
But yeah, the biggest thing is to get the work. And, you know, especially if you're not going to play tomorrow, which a lot of these guys probably won't play tomorrow.
What are they doing today?
You're probably going to implement some type of game plan.
Okay.
Usually in the preseason, the game plan comes
kind of minimal stuff.
Yeah, minimal stuff. Okay. What we're going to run, things like that. Then tonight they'll have the, you know, you'll try to make it as like game, night before game, as much as possible. You'll have your night meetings like you would have for the game, call sheet, things like that, trying to get Michael and what you want and all those things. But yeah, that's all you're going to do today. They'll probably have a walkthrough at the hotel. No, I'm sorry. They'll probably have a walkthrough on the field. Probably, you know, because you're still in that training camp mode, so I'm not going to say they'll give them the afternoon off and you can go explore at Miami or something. I don't know if that's going to happen. But, yeah, because you're still in training camp mode, you'll probably, like I said, meet today, walk through, then have some time, some downtime, and then probably try to schedule tonight like you would the night before a game.
All right, good. Just sort of getting in the rhythm of the season.
Yeah.
And, again, preseason game number one tomorrow against Miami right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pregame at 5, kickoff at 7. Going to see a lot of Penix. They wouldn't say whether or not he's going to start,
Oh, really?
No, but they said he's going to get a lot of.
No, he's going to play a lot.
A lot of chance. He's probably going to start.
He's a second. He's your second team quarterback.
Yes, he is.
So why wouldn't he start?
I don't know, because they don't like to tell us stuff.
Oh.
It's, I don't know. I get it. I like these coaches like to be as coy as they possibly can with all the answers. Who's the starter in the game? I'm not going to tell you that, but I will tell you you're going to see a lot of Michael.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to know when the game starts, but you're right.
Yeah,
it's all good. It's your world.
I'm excited to see this kid, though.
Me
too. I'm excited to see this young man play. Because you know he is the future of this franchise and everything, and I expect some because it is preseason, but it's your first NFL game, so I do foresee some jitters or whatever, maybe some high balls to start the game.
There will be some of that.
I do anticipate them throwing the ball the first play though.
And there will be some incredible throws.
Yes, but the first play you just throw, let him throw a hitch route, get the ball out of his hands, 7 yards, bam, drop it.
Yep.
Timing. Three-step drop. Get it out of his hand.
Yeah. The best thing about preseason when things go well is you can get a little overexcited about certain things. And, again, I hope that that's what happens tomorrow night. I hope you see some big moments from some guys that maybe you haven't really heard of all that much before. And then you can start getting excited about them. But yeah, one of the things – I can guarantee you about three things from what you're going to see from Penix tomorrow.
Okay.
You're going to see some of the an overhyped overthrow. He's going to do that. He does that in games. It's fine. He's got a strong arm. He's going to do it. Probably going to go out of bounds, and that's that. You're going to see arm strength that's going to wow you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be like, oh, my God, look at that throw. How did he get it in there? The anticipation, the arm strength, all that kind of stuff. And
just protect him, too. Like, that's why, remember, like, second line. The second, like, that was always one of those things, and I never had to do it outside of being early in my career, was play with the second unit offensive line. Like, having like maybe one or two, but five backup offensive linemen, dude, it's
can you at least get the right guard in there? Because I'm left, right tackle, like, I'm left handed.
You're like, whoo, boy.
The other thing you're going to see is some mistakes.
Yes.
It's his first start.
Yes,
like,
without
so,
a doubt.
Let's not freak out
without
if he throws an interception or something like that, because there's a decent chance that he will.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, I think the biggest thing you want is the whole operation. Getting the play in, first of all, huddle, play in, snap count, to the line. And and not rushing,
right.
And then that's also a lot of things when you look at other young players also having to run. Oh, I'm on the wrong side of the formation, having to run all the way back, and getting delays the game and stuff. So
I love that. That's what we're saying about the backup quarterback this year.
Right.
Where it's like, yeah, it's going to be fun to see how he processes it and gets the play in.
Yeah.
Remember how last year that was the starter?
Oh God.
And like when he played in games at the end of the year 2 years ago, it was like, well, he got the plays in.
The plays in. That was that New Orleans.
Wait
game.
A minute. That's
that New Orleans game.
What are we doing here? Hang on. Are we talking about an NFL football game that happened yesterday, or are we talking about a practice? I'm not sure.
Luckily,
we don't have to
game.
Do that stuff with Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that was that New Orleans
Thank
game.
Thank God.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.